Investing Simplified is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisory firm. Price Financial Group has been doing estate planning since 1970 and investment and retirement planning since 1975. Individual situations may vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial program with a certified financial planner, estate planning attorney, and a certified public accountant to answer your questions for free. Got a tough estate, tax, or financial problem keeping you up at night? You can call the show right now at 503-222-9700. That's 503-222-9700. Long distance and podcast listeners can call toll free at 800-344-5836. Coming to you live from Portland, Oregon, and broadcast on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Bo Caldwell.
We do Investing Simplified.
And welcome into Investing Simplified. However you're listening today, thank you for making us a part of your day. As a reminder, you can listen to the replays of the show via podcast, whether it's Apple, iTunes, you know, podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, this and the like. Anywhere you get your podcasts, we do replay the show there every week. And if you're just tuning in right now, I appreciate you tuning in. We were off last week. We had some technical difficulties and could not get Brian Harrington, our PERS expert, on. And I apologize. I know I teased that and a lot of people wanted to listen to Brian. We had some technical difficulties getting him set up to be on the show. He is going to come on here soon, not for a couple weeks now, because he has a meeting with the PERS department. Oregon PERS is having their annual meeting and they bring in retirees to go over different items, and he used to work at the PERS office. So he is going to get some clarity on some of the House bills that have been proposed and passed here lately that are going to possibly affect how PERS is going to pay out. So he wants to make sure he has all the proper information to come on. But if you have a specific question for him, please go ahead and send that either via investingsimplifiedradio.com or by sending me an email to askbo@pfgwm.com. That's another way to get your questions answered, because I know I've gotten some response from listeners that are sad. We are, you know, we're all sad we can't be taking calls, you know, live on the air right now. And for the foreseeable future, that is unfortunately going to be our status, as, you know, we all sort of navigate through this COVID pandemic and how business has gone a different way. There's a different way of doing business. There's a lot of things that have gone virtual and a lot of things that we've had to adapt to. For instance, when Kevin and Taylor are on, we are not here in studio sitting together as we usually are, because we're trying to keep that physical distancing, trying to make sure that we slow the spread of coronavirus, and so that we can all get back to work and get back to school and get back to the things that we enjoy doing. So if you have a question that you want to make sure is answered, if you're tired of just listening to me ramble on about topics that I think are interesting, then make sure you send those questions in to askbo@pfgwm.com. I can assure you, and folks that have sent in those questions can also say the same, unless you ask for follow-up from us via email, I may respond to your email, just because a lot of times people want a direct response, but you don't go on any sort of list or anything. We're not selling your information. It's the same as if you leave that question on investingsimplifiedradio.com. Unless you wanted to have a follow-up or wanted to get together or anything, we're not doing anything other than getting that information out to the other listeners who may be having that same question that you were having before, because these things that keep you up at night about your finances, about the markets, about different things going on, they're probably bugging other people too. And so we want to make sure that your question gets answered, you know, fully, but also gets sent out to the folks out in, you know, radio listener land. So, you know, I wanted to cover that as we open the show today. Also talk to you a little bit about what I've been getting questions about the most, which is the market and what's going to happen as we move closer and closer to the presidential election. And that's probably something that's been on your mind as well. And if it hasn't been, it, you know, and maybe it is now, because I just set it out there. But a lot of people are wondering, you know, our thoughts, what our firm's view, what the money managers that we work with, what the economists that I work with and the economists that I follow, basically this people much smarter than I, and how they're feeling about the upcoming election. And what I'd tell you is, you know, everybody's got their own opinion, and there's a crass saying that goes along with that. I won't say that on here, you know, on the radio, but everybody has an opinion, and most often those opinions are wrong in terms of projecting what's going to happen either with the markets or with the election itself. And if you remember, I talked about this a couple of times, but when President Trump was elected in 2016, they ran the race and almost nobody thought he was going to get elected. And then even the people that thought he was going to get elected thought that it would be really bad for the economy. It turned out to be the opposite of both. And I would argue that that is probably the case no matter what happens this November. So you'll get the people that say, and they're smart people, economists, and people that say, you know, if Joe Biden gets elected, then it's going to be terrible for the economy. And if, or you'll get other people that say, if Joe Biden gets elected, it'll be great for the economy. If President Trump gets reelected, it'll be terrible for the economy. If President Trump gets reelected, it'll be great for the economy. And really, if you really think about it and really look at it, and I've said this before, but we give a lot of times we give far too much credit to whoever is sitting in the Oval Office. Also far too much blame when things go wrong, right? Because, you know, there's a vast amount of carryover from a previous administration that carries over from, you know, the economic standpoint, because it takes a while for economic policies to actually filter down and filter through the overall economy. But it also takes a while for anybody to get anything done. And so even if, you know, Biden is elected and, you know, President Trump, you know, leaves office, whatever policies that Joe Biden is going to want to get going will take a while to get going. If President Trump is reelected and he has, you know, ideas about policies that he wants to get started, it's going to take a while to get those too. So there's a certain amount of time before any of those economic policies coming from the top actually filter down to the overall American economy. What I'd say is really going to drive more of what happens in the economy and what happens in the market is this news cycle, this, you know, this noise that is out there where people are talking about emotions running high based on who is leading in the polls and who is leading in this and what they say they're going to do. I think we can all agree, if you're intellectually honest, whatever side of the aisle you're coming from, when someone runs for office, they make a lot of promises. They say all these things that they're going to do. How much of that actually gets done? And it's not only their fault. It's the fault of the Congress, right? The people that are in power in the legislature or the Supreme Court. All of those work together to make sure that one particular person or one particular party or one ideology does not get to run the country, because they want to be representative of what's actually out there in the country, what the people want. They're supposed to represent us, right? And so I would argue that your focus should be more on the legislature and what the legislators are doing rather than who actually wins the presidency. That being said, you want to make sure that your portfolio is ready for whatever may come. I mean, if we look back historically, there have been regime changes in terms of the new administration coming in, administrations going out. What we can say historically has happened in the market leading up to the election, if the incumbent president loses the election, historically, the market has gone down, whether that's a Democrat or a Republican taking office. That's the key here, is it really shouldn't focus on which party's in power, but it's the transition of power from one party to the other, especially if that same party also takes control of the legislature. Then you tend to have the market going down because the market doesn't like uncertainty. Right? That's what the market likes. It likes certainty, not uncertainty. The market likes to know that the status quo is going to continue happening. So I would argue that the best case scenario for the market, and this is just my postulation and the way I look at it, is from a market standpoint, not from a political bias standpoint or from an ideological standpoint, just from what happens in the stock market, because that's what we're here to do, right? Is help folks grow their money, save their money, grow their money, and make sure they don't lose it, right? So we want to make sure that we are growing the money, you know, conservatively, we are saving the money, we're putting as much away, and we are allocating it as best we can, and have a portfolio that is best allocated for whatever comes. And I would argue that your portfolio is probably going to do better if you're market allocated, if you have portions of your portfolio allocated to the stock market, it will do better if one of two things happens. One is Joe Biden wins the presidency, but the Republican Party continues to hold power in the legislature. They continue to control the Senate, and ideally they would control the House. The alternate is President Trump retains the presidency. He wins the presidency, wins re-election, and the Democrats take control of the legislature. So if you have one party in each, and then you don't get a whole lot of, you know, pure party politics that get to run things, you get more working together, more coordination, if you can get them all working together so you can't pull the economic policy one way or the other too strongly. That's what the market likes. The market does not like to have one party in control of both things, because then you tend to get uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen from a tax perspective, from a corporate tax perspective. We don't know what's going to happen from payroll taxes to corporate oversight to, you know, foreign affairs and foreign tax rates. Because you could argue that both options, whatever happens, whoever gets into the presidency, are good and bad for the market in different spots. And so you really just want to make sure that your portfolio is prepared no matter what happens, because you have to be able to control what you can control. It's in a mantra that I continue to go back to. I work with my clients on that, work with myself on that. It's a hard thing to remember, but you can only control what you can control. If you try to worry about controlling what's happening outside of you, things that you do not have any control over, it can be a really rough time, and it can cause you to lose a lot of sleep and cause a lot of stress. But if you can control what you can control, which is your portfolio allocation, your appetite for risk, right? You can analyze that on yourself and make sure that your portfolio only has as much risk as you want it to have. That's what we can control. We can't control who wins the election. You can vote, you can campaign, you can donate, you can do all those things, but you really can't control it, right? And so what you can control is how you react to it and how you prepare for it. So that would be my advice as we continue to go, and I'm going to continue to say that every week. No matter who you support, no matter which side of the aisle you come from, the idea is you want to make sure that you are controlling what you can control, which is your portfolio allocation, your appetite for risk, and how much money you're saving and what you've done to plan for the inevitable retirement, right? Because you never know when it might come as a forced retirement, as there are several companies around here, around the Portland area, that have had to have some forced layoffs because of COVID-19 pandemic, or it's a choice for retirement because you've gotten to that work optional space. The ideal is that you get to the point where you have options and you can decide based on those options what you want to do, and not worry about what's happening in the political spectrum, because it won't affect you negatively no matter what happens. So we want to make sure that you are prepared for that by building out that all-weather portfolio, building out that true plan that has options for whatever happens in the market. It needs to be nimble. It needs to have safety. It needs to have income. It needs to have all those pieces working together to make sure that you understand what you're doing no matter what happens. And then you get that peace of mind. You've controlled what you can control. And I promise you, you will sleep better at night having done that. It just makes your life a lot simpler. It makes it a lot less stressful. So that's the start to today's show. We're going to talk more about the markets, what I see coming in the markets, seeing what people have been asking in those questions. But if you have a question specifically that you want to get answered, something about your specific situation or some advice you've been looking for, please send it to askbo@pfgwm.com or investingsimplifiedradio.com. We'd love to answer it. Can run it around our experts, whether it's about real estate investing, whether it's about home equity conversion mortgages, if it's about Medicare, if we've got a PERS question, we've got estate planning, tax planning, financial planning, any and all of the above. Please, no, there is no stupid question out there, especially when it comes to your money, and what you don't know can hurt you. So make sure you send in that question to askbo@pfgwm.com. So we're going to take a break here, and we will be back with more Investing Simplified.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, back to Bo Caldwell.
And welcome back to Investing Simplified. I am Bo Caldwell, CFP, President of Price Financial Group. I'm coming at you from Portland, Oregon today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, I've been talking a little bit about how to election-proof your portfolio. And one of those things you can do to election-proof your portfolio is make sure that you have a portion of your assets allocated to something that is market crash proof. Now, a lot of people, would say that is bonds, right? So we got to buy and allocate to bonds. And historically, bonds have been much more recession proof, much more market crash proof than stocks in terms of they have fluctuated a lot less than stocks on average when you get into those very volatile markets. However, if you have a crash like we did at the beginning of this year, at the beginning of 2020, when the coronavirus hit and everybody started running to safety, we had this crazy thing that happened where everybody just sold everything. They threw out the baby with the bathwater, as it were. Just sell, sell, sell. Got to go to safety. Go buy treasuries. Move everything into cash and treasuries. Get it out. And the Barclays aggregate actually had a 7 standard deviation movement. So if you're not familiar with standard deviation, that's a measure of statistically how far prices move or value moves in a certain asset class. And the Barclays aggregate is a measure of the aggregate bond index of the entire country. So all corporate bonds, across the entire country, right? So we're looking at aggregating long-term bonds, short-term bonds. It builds it in. You can buy it as an ETF under the ticker AGG. If you want to use iShares, you can also buy it under the ticker of SPAB, the spiders of aggregate bond. Vanguard has an aggregate bond index. Fidelity does. I am pretty sure that Charles Schwab does. You can basically get an index fund that tracks the aggregate bond index just about anywhere. But if you're in any one of those index funds, if you're tracking bonds or if you're holding individual bonds, the Barclays aggregate moved 7 standard deviations earlier this year. That's crazy. Normally, you'd expect a 2 standard deviation move at any given point over a 6-month period, right? So a 2 standard deviation move happens 95-96% of the time. It'll stay within that range. So you can estimate basically within a range of where bonds will move. But if they move that hard, that far south earlier in the year, now they came back, right? The Barclays aggregate is actually positive for the year, and they snapped back. But if you're in bonds, they could still go down. If you're in stocks, you could have been down 35% at one point this year. Now, if you were in the NASDAQ, if you were just owning the NASDAQ, it's up 20%, over 20% this year. So that's crazy, right? You could have a 20% return in 8 months when the market's in the toilet. But you would have had to ride all the way down, hold it all the way up. And I didn't know. And if you knew that Amazon and that Apple and that Facebook and that Google were going to just scream to the top in Microsoft, basically 5 stocks were just going to scream up because you knew the coronavirus was coming, I would subject that you are probably friends with one of those senators who sold all their stocks right before coronavirus, right? But if you're not one of those representatives who, and I'm using air quotes here, did not know about what was happening in the market, which is just a line of, of bull hockey, and we all know that. But, if you did not know that, you would not have known to buy Zoom Communications, right? You could have bought that. You'd be up a ton. You could have bought Apple right before they, right before they're running in the stock split. Could have bought Tesla at $300 and now it's, in the 1600s. These are all things that you could have bought in individual stocks, but you would have had to ride the volatility. So when you think about non-volatile things or things that might be less volatile, then we start talking about bonds. But you would have had to ride down in bonds and something that's supposed to be safe. And now if you're owning bonds, you may or may not understand this, but bonds pay an interest rate, a coupon rate, right? And where are interest rates right now? If you try to go to the bank or the credit union or somewhere that you can get a CD or, you know, a safe interest bearing note, they're not paying very much right now. The last quote I got from a CD, I think was, you know, I think I had a banker tell me that a 5-year CD might pay 0.5%, might pay 0.25%. And to me, that's just not going to make it. That's not going to cut it for you when you're talking about being on, you know, living off of that interest. That's just not going to make it. I mean, if you remember, I was having a conversation with a client today about, hey, we were talking, it wasn't today, my apologies, it was, you know, another day, but we're talking about, you know, interest rates and what kind of a safe interest rate could we get. And I said, you know, the best I can do right now from an interest rate, from a guaranteed interest rate, is 3.1% on a 5-year time period. And I'm a little grossed out. I got to be honest with you, folks. I'm grossed out that I'm excited about 3.1% over a 5-year period. I made the mention to her. My wife and I got married in 2008. Was an interesting time in the world, right, in the markets. And, you know, we bought a CD with some money that she was given by her grandfather as a wedding gift, right? So we got some money from her grandfather as a wedding gift, and he told us to buy CDs with it, you know, put it, invest it in, and put it in safe stuff. And we got a 1-year CD for 5% back in 2008. Now, that's 2008. When you hear folks talking about CDs, talking about reliving the glory days of being able to earn an interest living on CDs, most of the time you think they're talking to the 70s and 80s or when inflation was insane, but you could get a 12-13% CD. Of course, inflation was 12 or 13%, so it didn't really make you that much money. But this, I'm talking 2008, folks. We could have gotten 5% on a 1-year CD. Now, I don't know where interest rates are going to go long term. I think they'll probably come back to the mean. Historically, everything kind of reverts back to the mean, right, of where interest rates are. And people think that interest rates were way higher, you know, as an average, but really it's right around that 4.5%. And interest rates may come back there when we talk about the 10-year treasury, we talk about being able to get a good yield, but right now you just can't. So for that risk in bonds, I would subject to you, is it worth being at risk, even though bonds feel safer than stocks, for the very little, you know, return we're getting in terms of a yield? It may be, it may not be, which is one reason that's driving the stock market higher, is you get people that look for that bond yield, and it makes it a lot more attractive. When I can get, you know, from a 10-year treasury, when I can get 3, 4, 5% from a 10-year treasury, why am I going to go out and buy, you know, Target stock or, you know, Johnson & Johnson, Pepsi stock, something that pays me that same 3% when I can get it from a safe, guaranteed, backed up by the federal government? But when you can't get 3%, when a 10-year note is paying, you know, what's it paying now, 0.6, 0.5%, that's crazy talk. So it makes it a lot more attractive to go after, conceivably, to go after a Microsoft that pays a 2% dividend. I mean, for Pete's sake, Apple's paying something like 1.5%, even on their inflated valuation. So it makes people want to go buy into the stock market, which is helping to drive this market higher, helping to melt it up. Now, I think just looking from a technical standpoint, the market still has some upside to it, but it's not going to be without bumps. But those are good buying opportunities when you have those bumps. But so it's really hard to find a good interest rate right now. And so people are really struggling for yield to generate that income. And so, you know, you find yourself settling on lower interest rates. So what I would tell you, if you're looking for interest rates, if you're shopping for yield, don't chase it with necessarily with high yield notes or high yield bonds, anything like that, because the reason that they're paying such a high yield oftentimes is because they're a riskier asset. If you think about, if you and I both go in to apply for a mortgage and they tell me, hey, you know, Bo, we'll give you a 7% mortgage, but they'll give you a 3% mortgage. Why is that? It's because you have better credit, right? You are less of a risk to them. And so there's less of a, what's called a risk premium required for them to take that mortgage. So in order for them to invest in me, ostensibly giving me the mortgage, I have to pay a higher interest rate. The same tends to be true for those high yield bonds. So if you're talking about a high yield bond or a high yield note, it can be attractive for a certain portion of the portfolio, but I would be very careful about putting too much in there. I would also be very careful about having too much in bonds unless you are, you know, very close to not needing that money, or you're just trying to be safe and not grow it really at all. Because right now, from bonds, just in general, you're not getting a great return on that. You know, the bonds, you know, will be a hedge and they are good to have as a portion of your portfolio, but I would be careful to not have everything in bonds, right? So you want to have diversified income streams and diversified portfolio allocations to not just do one asset class over another. And a lot of times people fall into the trap of just signing up for 60% stocks and 40% bonds. I'm going to go to Vanguard. I'm going to buy the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index and the Vanguard Total Bond Market Index and go 60-40. And that can work out okay over time as long as you're willing to ride the roller coaster. But the problem with it is, at the same time, you're not getting yield out of those bonds, so they're not providing that much return. And it may be a lot harder to stretch that out over time depending on the returns that you're getting. The other thing that happens as people are grasping for yield or searching for yield is they get their stimulus check. They see the market is going up. Well, I got to get in on that, right? Tesla's at this price. I got to get in on that. And it might go up from where you buy it. But when you get into that fear of missing out portion, when you get to that point where you are thinking, ah, it's just too late, I gotta get in there, that is oftentimes when the market has at least a correction, if not a full-on reversal, right? Like we had earlier this year, if not a full-on recession. So cash is not a terrible place to be, folks. So when you start thinking about, you know, having some cash on the sidelines, or you're looking at your brokerage statement, and if you're talking to your advisor and you say, well, you know, I got some cash sitting there, I want to put it to work. If the, you know, that can be a good idea, but it's also nice to have dry powder to be able to throw in once the market does correct. So if the market is, you know, extended right now, and we are severely extended in terms of the market, and I don't want to say that a pullback is going to happen tomorrow because I don't know. The Fed keeps pushing money in there, and I don't want to fight against the Fed or fight against the overall market sentiment necessarily, but we are very extended in terms of a price right now. So it may not make sense in both the bonds and stock market, to be fair, right? So it may make sense to have cash as a portion of your allocation, to have some dry powder, to have something to buy those opportunities when they come up, buy those stocks or buy those bonds on sale when their price comes down. Because to get back to the bond conversation from a minute ago, you may not know this, but if you think about it, visualize a teeter-totter. If you remember teeter-totters when you're, you know, going on there, a seesaw, they're often called. Depends on, I think, what portion of the country you're from, right? But on a seesaw, you think about it, one end of the seesaw is price of that bond, and the other end is the interest rate, right? So price operates directly opposite of interest rates. So if interest rates go up, which they aren't right now, the Fed has kept them artificially low, right? So the Fed has pushed down interest rates down, right? And the price has shot up. You can also see that in the treasuries, where people ran to treasuries, running to safety. We've got to buy all those treasuries. So that's why that interest rate, that yield on that treasury went down. Here's what the treasury's paying, because you have to pay more because supply and demand. So many people are buying those treasuries. Now the price on them goes up. So price goes up. And then your yield goes down, right? So if you have a very low yield or very low interest rates right now, those prices are pretty low. And when we start to spike those, if we start to raise those, then you're going to see a significant downtrend in bond prices, and particularly in bond mutual funds. So when you have bond mutual funds, they have to have redemptions, right? Somebody can, the whole point of a mutual fund is I can say, hey, Mr. Fund Manager, I want my money. So they got to make cash available, right? It's an open-ended fund. So if they have to sell some bonds, and if interest rates have ticked up, what happens? The price has gone down, right? So now they have to sell that bond at a loss, and that translates out to a loss in the net asset value of that mutual fund. So it can be dangerous to have too much of your money in any one basket, is, I guess, the gist of what I'm trying to get at here, folks. So make sure that you have a diversified portfolio, and that's built out for whatever may come from the election, from interest rates, from taxes, any of that stuff. Make sure it's prepared for your risk tolerance, for your goals, and it's allocated towards your goals. If you'd like to have a no-obligation consultation with our team about where you're allocated right now, we'll do a full analysis for you. We'll do an allocation analysis. We'll do a risk analysis. We'll tell you what, you know, costs and fees that you're paying and make sure that you are on track for retirement. And I got to tell you, I've had folks that come in and the thing I tell them is, hey, look, you look great. This looks perfectly allocated. I've also had people come in that are way riskier than they thought. And people that came in that thought they were, you know, way risky and are actually more conservative than they thought. So it doesn't hurt you. Give us a call, 503-253-3000, if you'd like to have us go over that for you. Or shoot me an email at bo@pfgwm.com. All right. Thanks for staying with me today. We'll take a break here, and we will be back with some more insights about what's coming in the markets with Investing Simplified.
Legal matters are never easy, but they are especially difficult when they involve the most important people and aspects of your life. This is Taylor Cattell, founding partner of KG Law Group. It's important to have an attorney who cares about your unique circumstances and knows how to get the outcome that is best for you. At KG Law Group, we specialize in estate planning and family law, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, guardianship, and divorce. At KG Law Group, we provide both expertise and compassion as we guide you through the complex legal landscape. We balance knowledge of the law with exemplary client service. Whether you're reacting to a crisis or planning for the future, we are here to help. If you need legal advice, give us a call today and schedule a consultation at 503-878-8948. That's 878-8948. Or visit us online at kglawgroup.com. That's kglawgroup.com, serving Oregon and Southwest Washington. KG Law Group, your family, your legacy.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, back to Bo Caldwell.
Welcome back into Investing Simplified Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a question that you'd like to get answered on a show, unfortunately, we are still not able to take live calls right now. We are working on getting that set up. It's a lot harder than you might think to get a live call set up in an office studio. So we are working on that. But in the meantime, if you have a question that you'd like to have answered on the show, send me an email at askbo@pfgwm.com or leave it on the chat line at investingsimplifiedradio.com, as well as you can give our office a call, 503-253-3000, and just either leave it on a voicemail or let one of the gals know there's a question you'd like to have answered and you don't want to, you know, do it on air. You just want to have the question answered. We'd be happy to do that for you. It could be about anything, whether it's about, you know, your financial planning, investment planning in the markets. That's something that I specialize in, or it's estate planning that Taylor specializes in, tax planning that Kevin does, or any of the other guests that we've had on here. We try to have experts on to bring you content in the field of, you know, whatever's been affecting your money, however you want to look at it, however you want to feel about it. We have those people coming to you to help, you know, cover those topics that you may not know about. You're a professional in your particular field. And, you know, the hard part is for all of us is recognizing that what we don't know can hurt us. And we only know what we know, right? There's not an expert in everything, right? The phrase is a jack of all trades, but an expert in none. So we want to make sure that we're bringing those experts in those particular portions out to you. So I want to let you know, we are also able to meet with folks in person if you are comfortable, and folks that want to come in and meet with us. We can wear a mask. I have a fan going behind me, and we also sit, you know, six to eight feet apart. But we also do virtual appointments. If you wanted to get some questions answered or you wanted to have us take a look at your portfolio, somebody on our team, we're totally able to do that over Zoom, over a conference call. Any of that stuff. The only thing it costs you is your time. There is no obligation and no cost to any of that to sit down and have us take a look at your overall situation. So one thing I wanted to cover, I've been talking about interest rates and how that can affect your bonds in your portfolio and how it can affect treasuries. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, a product that we do use in our practice that some folks have for that safe money, you know, that safe money portion when they want to make sure that they are getting everything covered and, you know, getting some downside protection. And a lot of times, a lot of financial firms will use what's called a fixed indexed annuity. And it's a really great product for some people. It fits a great portion of some people's life. And I know the word annuity is a bad word, but we use, I would say 99% of the annuities out there are bad. The type that we use is the one type I think is not so bad because it doesn't cost you anything. And it has that downside protection, but you do still get to participate in market upsides. You get to protect and advance your money. And I really like that. But sometimes they are oversold and they are used improperly for people's money. Sometimes people think, hey, that sounds great. I can protect in advance. I could put all my money in there. No, no, do not do that. And if you have somebody that's telling you to put all your money in there, run far away. But the one thing that is the negative, well, not the one thing, there's lots of negatives about them, but the one major flaw in them is they have what's called a surrender period, right? So there's a certain amount of time that you have to leave your money in there, because just like a CD, or just like when you have money, you know, invested somewhere, when you loan somebody your money, like in a CD or a savings account, it's technically a loan to the bank. That's why they pay you interest. They have to know that they can go out and invest that money and do other things with it. That's why they pay you the interest. So they will pay you to borrow their money, just like a mortgage on the other way, right? So when you buy a CD at the bank, you have it for a fixed term, right? It's 5 years. So the bank knows, or credit union, I should say. I shouldn't be, excluding people that do their banking at the credit union. But some banking establishment that gives you a CD, you're actually not buying a CD. You're loaning them the money, right? So you are loaning them your money. They can turn around and use it, whether they invest it, they loan it out to other people, but they know it's there for a fixed period of time. A fixed index annuity is a similar concept, right? If you're using one that has a certain time period, and it could be any time period, I think they go as low as 2 years and as many as 12. But if you have a time period, that insurance company knows that that money that you are letting them use, they have to pay you an interest rate for it. But what happens when they build it out is they utilize long-term treasuries, so that way they can protect their investment. That's how they make sure that your investment does not go down in value, but that's how the insurance company makes money. So when you have periods like we've had over the last 6 months where interest rates have taken a dive, we have this flight to safety in treasuries, and the yield on those treasuries has gone significantly down. If you remember in the last segment I talked about, that means the price of that treasury has gone significantly up. So the insurance company bought that asset to back up their investment in you in that fixed index annuity. So now that investment in that treasury, the price on it's gone way up. So they could sell it for more. Now what happens is you want to get out of your annuity. It's still in the surrender period. There's a surrender charge, except for there's a little concept called a market value adjustment. This may apply to you if you've purchased an annuity in the last couple of years. And if you've been feeling like, hey, I don't really want to be in this type of product, I want to get out of it, I would encourage you to call your agent or call your advisor and see if there is a positive market value adjustment in that policy. Because a lot of times you can see it's like driving a car off a used car, like a car lot. We bought the car, we drove it away, now we're going back to the car lot. They're actually going to pay you more than you paid for that car to take that car back. So an annuity company will actually pay you more than your cash value, more than what the annuity is worth, so that way they can cash out that treasury bond that they bought when they're packaging them up. So don't think it's altruistic. It's not the insurance company, giving you your money back because they like you or because they feel good about you. They're making money too. But it's a good way to analyze, especially if you've been in a fixed indexed annuity that maybe you haven't been happy with, or something that you maybe you had too much money in there, or maybe you needed, some more liquidity because something happened. Explore if there is a market value adjustment. It's abbreviated as MVA, market value adjustment. So call your agent, call your advisor, whoever placed that annuity. If you don't have somebody to call, give our office a call. We'd be happy to analyze that for you and see if there is what's called a positive market value adjustment. And especially explore that. So, it would have been a great exploration to do in March, right, when the market was straight down. But if you bought these products because you're looking for downside protection, it did a great job in protecting the downside. If we have a nice big correction coming up, which I think we do, whether that's now, November, or next February or March, that might be an opportunity to explore that product that has no downsides. You didn't lose any money. And maybe if we have a similar flight to safety where people are buying treasuries and now that treasury bond is worth a lot more than it was when you bought the annuity, there may be an opportunity for you to get out with more money than you put in. Not just not losing money, but let's capture a big gain. Now, it may not be the right call. You may have bought, you know, a lot of people buy those for good reason, and they are good products. So I'm not saying that, you know, those annuities are bad to have. They are good products, and they fit, you know, a lot of people's plan. But if they don't fit your plan anymore, then it might be an opportunity for you to explore finding something else, taking that and investing it in your home, or taking that and investing it in your stock portfolio. If the stock portfolio is down or you've got some stocks on sale that you wanted to buy, it might be a good opportunity to do that. If you could take advantage, I mean, if you could go back and buy Boeing at $95 a share, man, they're up to 180 or so. You could have doubled your money. Now, I'm not saying you have the foresight to know that, because Lord knows I didn't. You know, I didn't buy Boeing at $95, but you know, there are opportunities out there. So make sure that you are exploring all of them in all of your different avenues, right? So the product that might've been right for you 5 years ago might not be right for you anymore. Stuff changes, right? So, you know, if you want to have an analysis done on that, give us a call. I'm happy to talk you through it, show you what else is out there, show you what you could get out of it. And the worst case is you leave with better information, right? It never hurts to know a little bit more about the products that you're buying. The other thing to think about, if you bought an annuity, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, I liken the insurance marketplace just in general to televisions. And stay with me here, because I realize that television is a silly analogy, or it might seem crazy. But if you think about, you know, 10, 15 years ago, when you went in to buy a TV, the big screen TV, it was thick. It took like three big strong dudes to carry it, right? It was this big, thick tube TV. And I shouldn't say three strong dudes, my apologies. Three strong humans to carry that and get it out of the house or get it into the house. And it cost a fortune, right? It cost an arm and a leg to get the newest, biggest, big screen TV. And now, you know, if you look into Costco, what's the, you know, the first thing you see? It's a super, super high def UHD curved, you know, flat screen, thin, light as a feather. And it's super cheap comparatively. And even if you don't think about the tube TVs from, you know, from years ago, just think about just, you know, before ultra high def came out, or 4K, 8K TVs, or 25K TVs, whatever they got coming out now, right? There are so many advances being made in that technology. And that's a lot of that is also happening in the insurance marketplace. And the reason is they have regulators that are actually coming in and making sure consumers are protected. And so a lot of times, something that you bought 10 or 15 years ago, it might make sense to do an analysis and see, hey, is there something better out there that I can exchange this for? And if there's a market value adjustment, it might be an opportune time. And I know insurance is just the funnest thing. Everybody loves talking about insurance. So I'm gonna keep doing it, because I think, you know, we all want to hear it, right? But the other thing that I've come across a lot in terms of insurance, in addition to, you know, annuities that, you know, maybe old variable annuities that have high costs that need to be exchanged, or things that have changed in people's lifetimes, is when people bought permanent life insurance years ago. Now, you'll hear Dave Ramsey, you'll hear Susie Orman talk about how they hate permanent life insurance. And I'm not going to do that. I don't hate permanent life insurance. I think it has a place. I think it has a spot for people. But a lot of times people bought that permanent life insurance years ago and forgot about it. And they've been paying the premium forever because they're just paying the premium. And a lot of times they don't realize you can do what's called an in-force illustration on that insurance product. Just call up your agent, call up the insurance company, ask them to do what's called an in-force illustration. Because maybe you bought it 20 years ago when the kids were young and you had a mortgage and you needed to cover all that stuff, but now you don't anymore. And there's cash in there that maybe you want access to. So there's a way to go out about analyzing that, make sure that's not... You want to work with somebody who knows what they're doing, so you don't have a tax implication that's negative, but maybe you don't have to pay that premium anymore, right? And maybe you can get some of that cash out. Maybe you get back what you paid in. Now you have free insurance for those 20 years. Or maybe there's a better product out there that might be a better fit because life has changed. Similar to when you need to analyze your wills, your trusts, all your estate planning documents, analyze your investments. You know, the thing about it is, it's so funny. You know, we take the worst performing asset we'll ever own, the fastest depreciating asset, we get it checked twice a year at least, right? That's your car. So, you know, it loses 30% of its value as soon as you drive it off the lot. But we take care of that puppy like it's nobody's business. But how many folks are sitting out there thinking right now, how many of you are thinking, I haven't looked at my 401k in years. I signed up for it when I started, and I haven't looked at it for a long time. Or you get people that haven't looked at, you know, we bought that insurance from that State Farm guy 25 years ago. I wonder what that is. They just, they take, you know, $100 a month out of my bank account, and I don't even know what it is. So maybe it might make sense to take a look at it and see if you still need it. See if you're overinsured. See if you're underinsured. Just do an analysis on that and make sure that you know what you're doing and work with a professional. So call your agent or call us, 503-253-3000, if you'd like us to do an analysis for you. Again, it's no obligation, no cost, right? It's something we just like to do to make sure people know what they own and know why they own it. Make sure that they own it for the same reason. Stuff might have changed. You know, divorces, kids are born. You got a new, got married again, bought a new house, don't have a mortgage. All these things can add up to maybe it's time to take a second look. And if you'd like that second look, give us a call. 503-253-3000. We're going to take our last break here, and I'm come back with some final thoughts with Investing Simplified.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Colson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Colson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We're located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercolson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercolson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Colson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, back to Bo Caldwell.
Welcome back as we close out today's show on Investing Simplified Radio. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for listening and making us a part of your day. And really, truly, I do appreciate those folks who have sent their questions to InvestingSimplifiedRadio.com or to AskBo@PFGWM.com. I have to apologize. We haven't been able to take live phone calls here on the show for quite some time. And I, like I said earlier in the show, I don't see that happening for the foreseeable future as we navigate through COVID. Hopefully before too long, we'll be able to take those. So if you want to have content that is applicable to your particular situation or your question, you got to send them in that way. Unfortunately, we set up an email address just specifically for those questions at askbo@pfgwm.com, or you can utilize the text line at investingsimplifiedradio.com as we sort of navigate through this distanced thing that we call life now with coronavirus. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you've watched sports as they've started up again, the sports casters are not in the, you know, inside the stadium, or if they are, they're sitting 6+ feet apart with a glass wall in between them. And unfortunately, I just don't have the budget to set all that up to do that right now. And the studios are not actually letting us in right now to record because we're not essential personnel. So if you have a question that you'd like to have answered, I'd love to make sure that it gets answered. But in order to do that, I need it sent over to me at askbo@pfgwm.com or investingsimplifiedradio.com. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to me talk for the whole hour every week. And, you know, although I like to hear myself talk, I don't think that it's necessarily the best idea to just have me spouting off all the things that I think about or that I worry about. And, you know, in the market, we want to hear what you are worrying about in the market. So I want to finish today with just a thought about everyone that's listening. And I hope that you are dealing well and adjusting to this new normal that we have. But I wanted to put an ask out there for you. And that's if you have something that has been wearing on you, you know, from a perspective of your investments or from a perspective of your finances, I'd ask you to drop that on your professionals that you work with. And whether that's a team like ours or whether that's the team that you work with, have them take some of that load for you, because there's so much in the world that we can stress out about right now, whether that's the election or, you know, foreign policy or your finances or just about anything that has been bugging you financially, make sure that you're having your team offload some of that. Let us take that. You know, we like to think of ourselves as our client's personal CFOs. We like to think of ourselves as, you know, being able to take some of that off of their plate so we can give you some less stress, give you less stress in your life, help to take some of that off if we can. So if you'd like to have a consultation, like I said, with our team, give us a call, 503-253-3000, or shoot an email at bo@pfgwm.com. You can visit our website, pfgwm.com, and get some free tools on there, some different things on there to get you questions answered or to get, you know, when you're looking at your retirement. Unfortunately, I can't have you stop saying, you know, because apparently I say that all the time, because I've said it probably 15 times in the last 2 minutes. But I wanted to put that out there that we're here to help. We're here to be a resource for you if we can, or at least just to give you some info here on the weekend. So thank you for listening. I hope you're staying safe and healthy out there. God bless you all. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management. Price Financial Group, Wealth Management. We do investing simplified. Financial Group, Wealth Management. Price Financial Group, Wealth Management. Financial Group, Wealth Management. Price Financial Group, Wealth Management. We do investing simplified.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
Legal matters are never easy, but they are especially difficult when they involve the most important people and aspects of your life. This is Taylor Cattell, founding partner of KG Law Group. It's important to have an attorney who cares about your unique circumstances and knows how to get the outcome that is best for you. At KG Law Group, we specialize in estate planning and family law, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, guardianship, and divorce. At KG Law Group, we provide both expertise and compassion as we guide you through the complex legal landscape. We balance knowledge of the law with exemplary client service. Whether you're reacting to a crisis or planning for the future, we are here to help. If you need legal advice, give us a call today and schedule a consultation at 503-878-8948. That's 878-8948. Or visit us online at kglawgroup.com. That's kglawgroup.com, serving Oregon and Southwest Washington. KG Law Group, your family, your legacy.
You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Colson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Colson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercolson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercolson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Colson, our service is the product our clients remember most.